So tell me a little bit about what it is that motivated you at first to do the poster.
Well, my principal motivation was to share all the work that we've done at Penn on this checklist and to really bring what we did and the outcomes of our patients to other providers so that they could see and perhaps bring it to their institution. And then also hopefully hear feedback from them on whether they're doing something similar at their places.
Especially at a meeting like this, what is the value of that feedback to know your anticoagulation efforts reach this end and somebody else at another institution reaches a different end? What is the take-home message for you there?
I mean, I would say that if other places are doing something different that we hadn't really thought about, that's a huge added value for me. And to me, we can then bring it back to our patients. Or similarly, if we've thought of something that another place hasn't done yet, then to me, that's a huge value that they can bring back to their place.
When you get that sort of feedback, do you go as far as incorporating new things into a checklist and implementing that and actually taking it home?
Yes. I mean, the prior posters I had, one of them was on an order set, and I definitely got useful feedback on what other places did with their order sets and things that we could then bring back to our institution, so no question about it.
What's the fun of the poster session? What's the experience like explaining your work and being judged and kind of going through that process?
To me, it's meeting people that have similar clinical interests to you and similar quality improvement interests to you. And so that gives you an opportunity to then network with them in the future, and that they can keep you abreast of things that they're doing, or you can keep them abreast of things that you're doing. And to me, that's what a lot of this is about, is really information exchange and developing relationships with other physicians.
Is it something that continues after this as well? I mean, do you take the lessons and the messages and the relationships, and when you go home, you have that relationship that you can rely on later on? You have a question, you email it out?
No question. I mean, there's been a lot of changes in my area of anticoagulation and blood clot prevention, and it's been helpful to dialogue with some of the other quality experts out there on blood clot prevention to see what they're doing with the more recent guidelines that came out, things like this.
Do you find that like-mindedness, particularly of the type of physician that would want to be presenting, makes those relationships easier?
Absolutely. I mean, people want to share information. You know, ultimately, the goal of all this is to deliver better care to our patients. And so people who do this kind of work are all about sharing this information and getting it to as many people as possible.